Next week, voters in the seven counties making up Ohio's 12th district will once again see Troy Balderson and Danny O'Connor on the ballot, just 2 months after a special election in which Balderson pulled out a narrow victory. But even if the ballots look about the same, the rematch will be a different animal. Bundled in wool coat and scarf, Danny O'Connor stands outside the entrance to a Pataskala High School football field. It's senior night, and the announcer introduces each soon-to-be graduate over the PA system.
Hi, folks. How are you? I'm Danny O'Connor, U.S. Congress.
He walks up to people loaded down with blankets and bleacher seats, introducing himself and handing out postcards.
Hi, Danny.
Nice
how
to
are
meet
you?
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hey, I certainly hope you beat him
Thank
this
you.
Time.
Thank you. You want a Buckeye schedule to remind you?
Just give him one. I don't have any pockets left.
They've got Ohio State's football schedule on one side and a campaign ad on the other. O'Connor, the Democrat, is again raising stiff opposition in a traditionally Republican district. Less than 2,000 votes separated him from Troy Balderson, the Republican who won an August special election for the vacant seat. O'Connor thinks football is a way to reach suburban Republicans troubled by President Trump's rhetoric. He recalls an Ohio State game in 2016.
We're racking up touchdown after touchdown, and every touchdown I'm giving a high five to a guy in a Make America Great hat again, because for 3.5 hours, we weren't divided.
So far, O'Connor has outraised Balderson, amassing a nearly $1 million advantage in their last campaign reporting period. But a Trump-aligned super PAC plans to erase that advantage, committing the same amount for ads supporting Balderson. The website 538 still gives the Republican a slight edge. But Ohio State political scientist Paul Beck says that last-minute spending could suggest the GOP is worried.
That's probably an indicator that it's closer than they thought it was going to be, that they're worried about it and feel like they need to redouble their efforts to try to take what is a natural Republican district and make sure it stays Republican.
Beck notes places like Delaware County look different now than they did when district lines were drawn in 2011. More suburban, more highly educated, and that could provide openings for O'Connor. In particular, he explains college-educated women are dissatisfied with the president.
And so they are voters that are up for grabs in this election. Again, all over the country, but certainly in the 12th district. And O'Connor may be able to make some inroads with them.
But even if the national conversation is creating headwinds, Balderson remains confident.
These are local elections. They've become nationalized, but they're still local elections. And it's always an honor for me. I'm knocking on doors still.
He's convinced the district's underlying demographics favor his bid, and he believes he'll actually win more convincingly in November. Balderson says the special election was just poorly timed.
You know, there was a county that was just starting its county fair at that time. People were still traveling on their vacations. Schools were starting in the following week. So there was a lot of other activities going on outside people's mindset than a special election. So, you know, that's going to change in November.
Beck says about 40% of registered voters turn out for a typical midterm election. The August special election nearly matched that mark, and the general seems likely to surpass it. But turnout in rural counties like Marion, Morrow, and Muskingum, where Balderson would presumably have the advantage, lagged in August. At the same time, O'Connor supporters point to precincts near Ohio State University, where turnout was in the single digits. Both campaigns expect to pick up a lot of votes in those areas come Election Day. Nick Evans, WOSU News.